T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to one of our buddies, Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com. He's also the host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Good morning. Happy Football Friday to you, Brandon. How you doing?
What's up, boys?
Brandon, how you doing, man? Did you get any sleep before you come on? Are you an early bird? Or give me the hours. How much sleep you get?
I'm one of those guys that functions on 5.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
Right.
My motor, you know, this business and being a handicapper and 30 years of handicapping games and the mental aspect of it is more than anything else. You know, you second guess right side, wrong side. And you look at the game last night, I was on the wrong side with Denver, and you lay there at night going, what were you thinking? Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Hey, well, let's jump.
So my best friend is Ambien. Because, you know,
yeah.
for 20 minutes that goes on in my brain, all I see is I want to crawl through the TV and just shoot 8 lines of cocaine into Joe Flacco. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Just crystal meth, cocaine, something just to, you know, Joe Flacco's the kind of guy, his dog could be run over right in front of him, and he'd just kind of slough his shoulders and walk into a 7-Eleven and grab a Big Gulp. I mean, just there's nothing likable about the guy. Nothing. There's nothing likable about his personality of firing his team up.
Yeah, don't worry.
Kind of guy
I'm going
into a strip bar with.
Yeah, that right. guy's no, about I, done. I will, you won't have to worry. He won't be in Denver long. I hope he didn't buy a home. I hope he's renting there. Because he won't be there long. Hey, Michigan and Penn State. We got so many games to get to here. Your thoughts on Michigan? It's really struggled beating good teams. Going to Penn State, who do you like?
You said it, Jim Harbaugh. 1-9 against the spread on the road against ranked teams. You know, listen, Jim Harbaugh and Joe Flacco in a champagne room together is a reality show. Just stick both those guys in their league. Put them in a booby trap.
Right.
Scarlet. Set them in the back. Put some hidden cameras and watch these two guys be uncomfortable.
They'd bore each other to death. That's what would happen in there.
Should we be here?
Over under. Right. Yep. Over under of words spoken between those two in the champagne room. 3. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking
and
the
I'm
under.
Bail out at the half.
Right. I'm taking the under.
And bailing out at the half, too. He's horrible against ranked teams. 1-8 against the spread in his last 9. I know it's a big number, but until they show me they can go on the road, of course they're down 35-0 to Penn State. They've come home and got a couple wins, but Penn State's the right side of the game.
Yeah, I say this all the time on the show here that Jim Harbaugh to me is the most overrated coach.
Wrong Harbaugh.
Yeah, it's the wrong Harbaugh, but he's the most overrated coach, college and pro. Like I just see him every week. They talk about him every week, and such a big game for his team. He's just so overrated to me. And those numbers, I saw those numbers of what he's against the spread and against those top 25 teams. Like, how the hell does he keep his job in Michigan? I have no idea about that.
Well, think about this: the Friday night types, the day. Dade County team down there, Miami's offensive coordinator, and they got some interest in Harbaugh, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Hey, Philly at Dallas. Looking forward to seeing it. We got one team that's lost 3 straight in Dallas. Who do you like in this one?
Remember I said to you a couple weeks ago when Dallas went down to New Orleans and lost, and I had New Orleans plus the points when Dallas was coming back home to face a non-division opponent in Green Bay. Coming up, a straight up and against the spread loss, they were 1-18 against the spread. Green Bay beat them; they're 1-9 against the 1-19 against the spread. That number applies this week as well. Dallas coming up a straight up and against the spread loss, which they are at the Jets, arguably one of the most embarrassing losses I've seen in years. 1-18 against the spread as a home favorite, and coming off a straight up and against the spread loss, take Philly plus 3.5.
I got a question for you, too. We talk about the spreads moving up and down if a guy gets injured or not. How much does Pat Mahomes mean in a game when he's either going to play or not play? Because I know it doesn't move that much for a guy, but a quarterback is the one I'm guessing can move the most. How much can Pat Mahomes move the spread up or down?
This happened with Brady and Rodgers, and both were worth 7. So I've got to believe Mahomes being in that same level, he's worth 5 to 7. Matt Moore made 3 good throws last night, and everybody's getting all excited. You guys know a lot about Matt Moore down there. Let Casey get all excited. He's a train wreck waiting to happen. I made the one good throw to he made the one good through to throw on the third down play to
Ty Hill, right?
Yep. To Hill, yeah. But other than that, it was just quick out patterns and one read and throw. So he's worth 5 to 7. And it's going to be interesting to see how significant this injury is on Mahomes.
Brandon, I said something, and if it's really stupid, I hope you'll call me out on it. I think the Jets have a chance to not only cover, they're getting some guys back, Darnold's back, the Patriots off. The Jets got a chance to win that game Monday night, getting 10 points.
They don't have a chance to win it. Remember, this is Darnold's second year. Belichick's still pretty good against quarterbacks 3 years or less. You're getting it's a value number. I mean, listen, the Jets were beating them. The Patriots were beating them 30-0 before Slim Shady did some Slim Shady to the Slim Shady. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? 30-0, fourth quarter. You tell your punt returner, yeah, fill it inside your own 5. See if you can get a few yards. He fumbles it in the end zone, and then you guys were familiar with this. He didn't take Brady out until 3 minutes to go after he scored a touchdown to beat the Dolphins, put up 43. Yet he took Brady out with 7 minutes to go, and then you put your backup in, and then you start throwing. There was pick 6. Now Jets are covering, then you put Brady back in. So I will not call him by his name ever again. He'll be Slim Shady till he retires. it basically, how many does Slim Shady want to win by is what you're dealing with New England. So I think that the Patriots are the right side of the game.
Okay.
Just because I don't believe the Jets are as good as Dallas made them look. I don't think Dallas is as good as everybody thinks they are.
What do you think about, we'll stay in the AFC East and we'll stay with the Dolphins. You ever think we'd see a day where the Buffalo Bills would be favored by 16.5 or 17 over any team in the NFL? Forget about just playing the Dolphins. But to me, that's just incredible. That Buffalo defense is really good. But can you trust that Buffalo offense?
Well, can you trust the bearded wonder? That's the key. I mean, his last game there, he was with the Jets. They win. They're in the playoffs. I think he threw 4 picks. 4 and 3 were in the red zone. I remember that because I had the Jets post the point.
Of course.
Game, so, yeah, a little bit. Thanks, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you listening? Thanks, bud. Thanks for the 4 picks. 3 in the red zone. Right. No, inside the 10.
Those hurt a little more.
Yeah, no, you don't remember that, of course. Yeah.
I love you, Ryan. Don't throw them at midfield. Just why don't you wait till you get down there and then throw 3 of them for me. No, but love for you. I mean, I know you're an Ivy League guy, but, boy, stupid is a stupid. The stupid is a stupid does. Guys, I got to tell you, I've been singing the praises of this Buffalo defense all year long, and they're playing some really good football. I called for them to beat the Patriots outright, but this is a big, big piece of meat they're trying to bite off here, and I know it's hard to lay 17, but I don't see Miami scoring more than 10 in the game. Stay away from game. Because once you start asking teams to cover big numbers that they're not normally used to covering, I just think you stay away and see. If Buffalo covers this 17, start jumping on that bandwagon because they're for real.
All right. I always do this. We ask, and then I go, hell, I just want to get some games that Brandon really likes. Can you give me one you really like to watch, college or pro?
I have 2 for you. One is the Saints. Guys, I've been telling people, once Breeze went down, I was on the wrong side of the Seattle game. They went in there +5, and they walked all over Russell Wilson. And they came back home, and they were undervalued again. They were getting 3.5 against Dallas, won that game 12-10. And the next week against Tampa, they were undervalued again. They were -2.5, where with Breeze, you're talking about quarterbacks, Breeze had probably land 7 or 8, and they won by 10. And then last week, they went to Jacksonville. The line made it, beat the Jags, a 3-point favorite. and they won 13-6. Teddy Bridgewater, 27-6 as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Wow.
And Sean Payton said it last week, guys. He said, listen, Jackson, we could play 8 quarters. They weren't going to score on us. People don't realize, and I've been saying this all year long, how good this Saints defense is and how good they're playing, but more importantly, just how smart Teddy Bridgewater is, and all he does is win. And now they're going up to Chicago. And bottom line, if you can't beat the Raiders on a neutral field in London, you're not going to beat what I think is the hottest team in the NFC, and that's the New Orleans Saints, especially on the defensive side of the football. So by the half point, get 3.5 of the Saints. And last but not least, on the college side, there's a coach by the name of Matt Rhule at Baylor. And people aren't paying attention to Matt Rhule. But let me tell you something about Matt Rhule. The guy's an ATM machine, 49-29 against the spread all games. 49-29. I'm not talking about Art Briles, who recruits very shady characters and ran that program into the ground. I'm talking about Matt Rhule. He's 38-18 against the spread in conference games going back to Temple, 21-7 against the spread away. Are you ready for this? 13-1 against the spread away against opponents coming off a loss.
Wow.
All Baylor's doing is winning and covering. Give me Matt Rhule and Baylor, plus the points as they continue to make their surge with the showdown against Oklahoma. Give me Baylor and Matt Rhule.
Wow, that's good stuff. Brandon, we always appreciate it, man. We love having you on Fridays. Football Fridays are always good with you here.
Thanks, guys. Your laughter is what drives me. So,
well, you make us laugh so much. Right? You're like, Joe's entertainment.
The ATM machine, that's another one. I got to add that. I may be stealing some of your stuff, Brandon, just so you know, because it really is good.
But still the visual of Harbaugh and Flacco in the champagne room at one of the clubs gets me at this point.
Well, so I give you one more. You play golf?
Of course.
Yeah.
Joe does sometimes.
Okay, so if everybody's on the green and everybody's got a par putt and everybody misses their par putt, you're walking up the green, you got to go, that's Kardashian. The Kardashian, nothing white's going in that hole. Nothing white's going in that hole, boys. Nothing white's going in that hole. Have a good weekend, boys.
Oh, God. Brandon, thank you, brother. Oh, my God.
BrandonLang.com is the website. Host of Believe in the Sharp Edge of the Believe Podcast Network.
I always say this with him. Tell the wife you're going out, and she goes, where are you going? You go, I'm going out with Brandon Lang. She goes, I prefer you not.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.